Will ex-president Jonathan join the presidential race? Will ex-governor Ambode affect the gubernatorial race? And will ASUU listen to President Buhari's plea? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk while I'm trying to catch my breaths. Our first story is good luck, Jonathan. The whole country is asking whether the former president has indeed joined the APC, the party that unseated him in 2015, to get his its presidential ticket for 2023. Multiple newspapers are quoting a source from within Jonathan's camp, confirming that he has registered with a party at the ward level. However, the Punch is also quoting the state party chairman, Dennis Otiotio, saying that Jonathan needs a waiver to join and only the national chairman can give it. On the other hand, you have Bashir Ahmed, President Buhari's media aide, saying, quote, "When I shared the news of former President Jonathan joining our party, his uninformed supporters insulted me, saying that can never happen, even in the wildest dream. They should know that we know something they don't know, and not everything is planned and executed on social media," end quote. Those are the words of President Buhari's media aide, Bashir Ahmed. That's a very strong statement coming from someone working in the presidency. Do you believe Bashir Ahmed would have said that if the presidency did not have reliable information that Jonathan has finally ported? But beyond that, beyond the question of whether or not you think Jonathan will actually do it, I want to ask if you think it's a good idea. Should he run for president again? Should he do it under the banner of the APC? The source within his camp is claiming that when Jonathan showed cold feet, various African heads of state called him to encourage him to run. They allegedly told him that he made no sense that a man who is so instrumental in solving crisis in other countries would refuse the call when his own nation needed him. I wonder what you think about that. And the Punch is reporting that when Jonathan met with APC chairman Abdullahi Adamu, he gave his terms for joining the party and the race. Reportedly, he insisted that he should be excused from the screening process. Also, he wants to be the consensus candidate. He wants to be made the consensus candidate. And he wants a public endorsement from President Buhari before the primary. Now, if these conditions are true, what do you think about them? Speaking of consensus candidacy, one APC presidential aspirant has gone on the record to say that if the process is fair, he will accept a consensus candidate, even if it's not him. That's Ayade, Ben Ayade. Then again, Ayade has also picked a senatorial nomination form, so maybe he's already made peace with not winning the presidential ticket. So that's the situation, Lagos. What do you think? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, how are you? What's your name? Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Etim from Satellite Town.
Etim, welcome to the show.
You know what?
What?
Jonathan joining APC is a northern agenda.
Oh,
it is only okay. Jonathan candidacy that the power balance, either a balance of power between the north and south, can be corrected. Jonathan, Obasanjo ruled for 8 years. Jonathan, 6 years, between 2009 and 2015. I go for 2000 and between 2003 to 2007, making it 18 years. Then power will return back to the north by 2007. Between 2007 to 2034 or 5. Then about Buhari 8 years, Yar'Adua 2 years. Then the new person that will take over from Jonathan, 8 years, making it 18 years. Then the north will now say, since power has been balanced between the north and south, then they will start again afresh. Then power inauguration in the north is good. So those who say Jonathan is not qualified, this and that, they are ridiculing, they condemn it. Those who condemn it, I advise them, their vote for Jonathan in 2015 do not make Jonathan the president. Their vote in 2019 do not make Atiku the president. Those from the north who PDP also banking on their population, their voting population, say they wanted Jonathan because of they want power to return back to the north by 2027. So they should start making use of their map, their brain. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Atim, for calling. Joy is on the line. Hi, Joy.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you
finally
doing?
Good to see you in the studio. Fine. Wow.
Oh, boy, it was not for me.
You didn't try, you. I give you a hand.
Thank you.
Sandra, if Jonathan likes, he should run. If he likes, he should fly. If he likes, he should crawl. That is his own business. Anything he likes, he should do. Let him come up with his full chest to say he has defected. Why is he playing hanky-panky with Nigerians now? Does he not trust that he could win? He should come out now. If APC likes the condition that he's giving them, they should take it and let him come out. And he will understand at the end of the day that he has really shot himself on the foot. So we are waiting for him. No wahala.
Okay. All right, Joy. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. 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 All right. I don't think anyone's there. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Your special advisor on the Juma Matters.
Welcome, Malik.
I was able to make you to disappear to the studio. That's very powerful. You won't try.
Hey, my guy.
Now, wow.
One try.
I'm telling you, Ambode wants to come back again. If I were him, I would go and rest and enjoy my little world. I will not come and fight death here anymore.
Okay.
For Jonathan, you should know that politicians are very funny. What they say is not what they do. You shouldn't forget. The chairman could tell you, we will give you the ticket. 1 minute to go, we will tell you that we are doing concession. I mean, we are doing primaries. I am sorry. That time they have disgraced you. If I were him, I would not sit down. Enjoy my small money with my children. Sleep, wake up, nothing happened again. Go toilet. Thank you, Sandra.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Kevin from Surulere.
Kevin from Surulere. Good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Jonathan coming again, although he hasn't really, come out with his full chest that morning, but I know he's just trying to play politics. But it's a disgrace. Coming, I see some people trying to,
drive your business growth. Never watch your money walk away again, because now you can receive all forms of payment in cash, card, or transfers and view them on one unified dashboard real time. Or bring that record book, bring the other record this, let's record all that. You don't need that anymore. All your funds are unified, and then you can view it on one dashboard, and then you can do your accounts successfully. Sophisticated for your business? Don't worry. It's not only for big businesses or large businesses. You can use that with your small and medium scale business. Even the stores down the street, even if you have a very tiny supermarket, is at your service. The smaller the store, better. I promise you, definitely you should get number. What we have to do is visit www.number.01885001888500.
Okay, thank you very much. We've got a few comments. Let me track them before we have a break. And single CJ contesting come 2023. All right, Mr. Steven, look at other messages we have. But Adibai Popsy says, express all these rules. Jacob Smith says, it's a bit three. If they choose the me, won't work.